Have you ever felt like democracy is just an illusion? Have you ever suspected that there are very powerful people who've created a system that appears to be democratic, but actually cuts ordinary citizens out of the decision-making process? Have you ever wondered, who's really running things, and what exactly are they trying to achieve? If you have, you're not alone. Fortunately, a Harvard-educated history professor named Carol Quigley wrote a handful of books that answer all of these questions and more. Unfortunately, the answers are very disturbing, especially to those who've accepted the common myths of democratic government. In Quigley's work, we discover that national constitutions are routinely undermined by the leaders who are elected to defend them. We learn that all social instruments tend to become institutions, regardless of their benevolent origin, and, from that point forward, the institution is run for the benefit of those who control it, at the expense of its original purpose. Perhaps most unsettling, Quigley reveals that real power operates behind the scenes in secrecy, and with little to fear from so-called democratic elections. He proves that conspiracies, secret societies, and small, powerful networks of individuals are not only real, they're extremely effective at creating or destroying entire nations and shaping the world as a whole. We learn that representative government is at best a carefully managed con game. Since these disturbing truths contradict nearly everything our government, education system, and media have taught us to believe, many will immediately dismiss them as nonsense. Only wild-eyed conspiracy theorists believe such things, they will say. However, there's one big problem. Carol Quigley was no wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. Quite the contrary. Quigley was a prominent historian who specialized in studying the evolution of civilizations as well as secret societies. He studied history at Harvard University, where he earned his bachelor's, master's, and PhD degrees. He taught at Princeton University, Harvard University, and the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. He worked as an advisor to the U.S. Defense Department, the U.S. Navy, and the Smithsonian Institution. In short, Carol Quigley was a well-connected and well-credentialed member of Ivy League society.